We got up and had breakfast, and I can't remember. Actually, we got up and I weighed myself, and I did lose weight. So I don't know the exact amount, but I'm going to say in 2 weeks, I've lost around 4 pounds. So, and I don't know, that first week, I didn't, like I told you guys, I didn't weigh myself before I started because I was so worried about what I weighed, which doesn't make sense. Somebody was talking about how it didn't really make sense that I didn't weigh myself. And it may have been Fatty, I'm not really sure, on his show. I've talked about him twice already in the first two minutes of this episode. But somebody mentioned that it didn't really make sense that I wasn't going to weigh myself. And I understand that, but I thought it was just going to be too depressing a number. And a lot of times the first week you start a new diet or whatever, you can lose a lot of water weight and stuff like that first week.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because I was so worried about Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3459 of the BFO for Monday the 10th of May 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I noticed that we're not pre-recorded for presentation at this time. Yes, and we're going to tell everybody why. Yes, Fatty. Riding's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're flow riding's today because, y'all, Big Fatty has been in the flow rider. And, y'all, I didn't say anything to, I didn't say anything to anybody because, y'all, I am the guest. I am the guest of the Nip and Flow. Y'all, last week, the Nip and a friend of his, and it was a friend of mine too, we'll call him Larry. Y'all, we were at Rat World. Y'all, it was complimentary coupon for Big Fatty. Big Fatty. And so, y'all, I didn't have an opportunity since I was a guest of someone else. I didn't have an opportunity to get up with anybody else in the area. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. And so I just didn't say anything about it. And y'all, this week I am still in Flow Rida. I'm on Annabelle Island or Annabelle Marie Island or something like that. In the Sandy House. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's not on the beach, but it's close. But yes, Big Fatty, and close enough to drag sand into the house. It's true. And y'all be heading back to Charleston to the villa on Saturday. And I know that DJ Ron and Mac and Flo Rida and Gary with two R's and Daniel Biba and Zach and Taylor Taffy and everybody else in this area, Jay in the Orlando. I know how disappointed you are. In fact, Big Fatty, I'm sure that they're going to be crying a river. Well, either that or they'll be celebrating. But y'all, it just wasn't the trip for Big Fatty to be able to visit with folks while I'm down here. But y'all, that's why I had so much pre-recorded last week. But y'all, I am gonna be doing regular little shows all week long from the Sandy House. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I can see y'all now. Y'all, I am on the portable BFO recording studio here at the Sandy House. And y'all, I don't have all of my bumpers and everything with me, but we'll try to make do with what I do have on here, and I'll try to correct that when I get home. Y'all, I left Charleston. When did I leave Charleston? I left Charleston on Monday morning and drove to Orlando. Y'all, there was no traffic. There were no incidences or incidi. And y'all, we stayed at the Poop Century. You know, Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone has stayed at the Poop Century. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. He didn't poop. No, because he's traveling. You know, he can only poop at home. And y'all, Monday night we went to a place over at what is it called? It's not Downtown Disney, and it's not Pleasure Disney Springs. Oh yes, Big Fatty. And y'all went to a place called the Edison. And y'all, it was quite nice. It's where the Adventurers Club used to be at Pleasure Island. And y'all, it was good. I had a piece of prime rib, and it was lovely, just lovely. And then we were all tired, and so headed to bed at Poop Century, and got up the next morning for Rope Drop. We didn't make it to Rope Drop, but we went to the Magic Kingdom. Oh yes, Big Fatty, Tinker Toys Tinkerbell is there. It's true. And y'all, we rode several things and all like that. And we drove over there, because you know when you stay at the resorts, you get the complimentary parking. And no, you don't. Yes, you get complimentary parking at the other theme parks if you drive. And y'all, we drove over there, and y'all, they were socially distancing the cars that were parked. Y'all, I got something in my teeth and I can't get it out. But they were socially distancing the cars, and so there'd be a car, and then an empty space, then the next car. And y'all, we just thought that was interesting. And y'all, then we did all the activities. We did not do the Uncle Remus Mountain, and y'all, they're gonna convert it to some kind of Princess and the Princess and the Toad or something like that. And but we didn't get to ride that because y'all, it was an hour wait, and Big Fatty ain't gonna wait for that. And then we that evening, for lunch, we went to the Liberty Tree Tavern. Big Fatty had never been there, and y'all, it was quite good. It was all you cared to eat. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the fat people love that, it's true. And y'all, then for supper, I was able to secure a reservation for BR guests. Big Fatty, put your troubles to the test. No, and y'all, we tried the great stuff, and it was delicious. Y'all, it was quite nice. It was one of those things that I've never done. And I only saw the reservation by accident. And one day, y'all, I've been making the reservations for about 6 weeks now for our meals. And y'all, it's a good thing because all the reservations had filled up about 2 weeks ago. But anyway, y'all, it was just lovely. Lovely. And when we were done, the park had already closed, and we just meandered our way out, and it was nice. Y'all bought the photo package also, and I've got to go through and Download the photos and all that kind of stuff and all, too. Y'all, the next morning, that would have been Wednesday morning, y'all, we were going to the Hollywood studios, and y'all, we were going to get there early because we wanted, well, first of all, we tried to get on that Star Trek ride, something about the galaxy or something. But, we got locked out. The lady had told me, oh, you and all your friends, get online and be ready to try to get reservations at 7 a.m. in the morning. And, y'all, we all got locked out. We were not able to get a reservation. But, y'all, we headed to the park anyway. And we went over to Star Wars Land. And, y'all, there's another ride over there that was good, too. And, I don't remember what it was. What do we have to do on that one? Oh, we flew the spaceship. We flew the spaceship, and the Nip and Larry were driving it. Y'all, we crashed into everything, and Big Fatty was firing the guns, and there were two other people in there with us, and they were saying, oh, this is ruined. They don't know how to fly the spaceship, and they were right. And then we went to the Toy Story land, y'all, the slinky roller coaster thing. Y'all, there's more than an hour wait for that, y'all. That's just a children's roller coaster. And let's see, what else did we do? We did the shitter. Better known as the Tower of the Terror, and what else did we do? Did the Rock and Roller Coaster, and we did Mickey's Goofy Runaway Train thing, where the great movie ride used to be. Yo, they're turning everything into character attractions rather than remaining thematic. And so that's kind of a disappointment. You know, the old people, they don't like things that change. We had lunch at Mama Melrose. And then we had supper at back on Disney Springs at the Paradiso 37. Y'all, it wasn't very good. It was disappointing. And I would not recommend that to anyone else. But y'all, before I go any further, I want to just let you know that the Nip could be a not so distant relative of Granny. Because, y'all, he gets confused on things and says the wrong words and all like that. Y'all, like, for instance, the Nip and Larry, they came to Orlando on Saturday. And then on Sunday, they went and did a private tour over at the Universal Studios. And y'all, they were preparing to go to supper, and the Nip, I guess he had to TT. Y'all, he went in the women's restroom and TT'd and came out. There wasn't any women in there when he went in, but when he came out, there were lots of of them in there. So he left and went over to Larry and says, "We gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go right now. We gotta go. We gotta." And y'all, then over there in the Magic Kingdom, his two favorite rides were Space Island and the Pirates of the Caribbean. Y'all, it's just the Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, that Johnny Depp, he was one of the Pirates of the Caribbean, and he just loved that Space Island roller coaster over there in Tomorrowland. So, y'all, it was a cacophony of craziness is what it was. Thursday, y'all, we went to the Animal Kingdom. Now, here's the other thing with the Nip. He had told people, oh, the Animal Kingdom is my favorite park. It's just my favorite. I've always loved it. Now, the Nip hadn't been to Disney in more than 20 years. Now, Larry had never been to the Animal Kingdom. And y'all, as we were walking in to the Animal Kingdom, the Nip goes, now, do they have animals here? So that's how it started. And as the day progressed, y'all, we did that, got there early so we could do that. Who are those blue people? The avatars or something like that. And the Nip loved that one. We had the Flame Tree Barbecue and we did the safari, and you know, the Nip's like, oh, I don't remember this. Y'all, come to find out, he's never been to the Animal Kingdom, but it's still his favorite part before he ever went. And y'all, it's just sad to see it happening right before your eyes. And y'all, oh, the other thing over there in the Disney Studios, his favorite ride over there was the Hour of Terror. We told him that the Hour of Terror was the line we were in. He kept calling it the Hour of Terror. And, y'all, that evening, we had a 9:50 p.m. in the evening reservation. Y'all, I couldn't believe I got this one either, to the California Grill on top of the Cantankerous Resort that the monorail goes through. And it was absolutely delicious. Just delicious, y'all. There was a table of four young straight men, and they came in about the same time we were, and we were waiting downstairs to take the special elevator to the top, and they were right ahead of us, and they said, oh, y'all are prepared. You're prepared. You already have your beverages. I said, yes. And, y'all, we got up there, and they were sitting very close to where we were. We could wave at each other, and we did a couple of times. And we couldn't decide if they were the Los Angeles or not, but we think they're not. But, y'all, they sent over dessert wines for us to have a glass of dessert wine. And it was just very nice. And I heard them. The Nip had gotten up to go to the toilet. Big Fatty, to go to the men's room this time? I think so, but we're not sure. I heard one of them say to the waiter, now, this is Sugar Daddy and this is Sugar Uncle. And I went, well, maybe they're not so straight after all. And I went over and I was, yes, Big Fatty, you're like the damn welcome wagon. It was just real nice. They were from Lost Wages. And so it was just nice. They said it was a boys. Oh, dear gussie. It was a boys vacation. They left the women folk at home. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'll have to finish telling you the rest of the week. So we've gotten up to Thursday. So anyway, we'll go from there. Y'all, I've gotten news that Steve the Tater is out of El Hospitalo, which, as we all know, is Mexican for El Hospitalo. And so, Steve, glad you're home. I know Gustafa is. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat, and Adam, what were you thinking about Big Fatty's show last week?
Because I was so worried about Fatty.
Oh, well, there's no need to worry. Fatty's back.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.